You know, somebody mentioned that the SDGs are about people, prosperity, and politics. And I think they were really quite spot on in the sense that if the SDGs are going to be truly transformative, like they've been set out to be, we really then need to rethink the processes through which they're going to be domesticated, but most importantly, the role that citizens will play in monitoring their implementation and holding the state and other partners to account and meeting those commitments. There's been an idea about developing a governance barometer for the SDGs as a citizen-driven platform for monitoring the implementation of the SDGs and providing policymakers with feedback on the experiences that communities on the ground have with the progress in meeting some of the targets and the goals. And the good thing about this is it would be a way of upscaling the work that civil society has been doing in any case, working with communities through community monitoring initiatives of public service delivery, tracking budget allocations and assessing the impact that the investment in resources has in development outcomes in the health sector, in the education sector, in the agricultural sector, and its contribution to food security. So it was building on the monitoring efforts that civil society have been involved in any case, in assessing development impacts and, you know, monitoring development aid. The idea here is to upscale some of those initiatives to directly feed into the reporting frameworks for the SDGs. And here is a real demand for ensuring that the feedback from communities and from civil society becomes formalized. It's not a peripheral process that ends at the stage of shadow reports. And we're seeing an interesting alliance emerge here between civil society and parliaments, building on the comparative advantage that parliamentarians already have. They're representatives of the people on the ground. And I think it's a strategic partnership because, like I said earlier, it will really formalize the feedback and make sure that what is coming from the ground directly has an influence in the direction that development policy would be taking. It's obviously a very ambitious idea, and there are other existing tools out there, other barometers, and we have to think through how this work adds value to what already exists. But there's no doubt that we need to think about a platform of crowdsourcing the views and perspectives of citizens and their experience of the SDGs. There's 17 goals. You can't do that for all 17 goals. So part of the challenge would be in identifying the few goals that are truly transformative in nature, through which if you could achieve and you could monitor them, you are able to tell the extent to which we're making an impact on the other strategic goals. What has come out so far is there's an interest in monitoring closely the poverty goal, the income inequality goal, the food security and land related goals, and of course looking at goal 17. But you know, the scope of us looking at other relevant social goals that actually meet and align with the development priorities in the continent.